a couple of thousand years ago, a guy by the name of Paul wrote to a church in a town called Corinth, telling them that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new creation. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Former NHL tough man Bobby Robbins, a walking, talking illustration of the truth of that Bible verse. Hi, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you very much for coming by, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible contributions help to sponsor the show, and you can learn more anytime at WWIB.com. Bobby spent over 15 days of his pro hockey career in the penalty box. Most of that was for fighting. That's how he made his living for much of his professional hockey stint. And now he's on another career track as we find him on the other end of the phone connection today. Bobby, thank you for coming back. So now you and your family are planning to move from your hometown there of Peshtigo, Wisconsin, to Alexandria, Minnesota, home base of FCA Hockey. So tell me how the Lord led you to this new adventure in your life, will you?
Yeah, so FCA Hockey is, if you're not familiar with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, so FCA Hockey is hockey-specific branch of that ministry, and it's reaching athletes and coaches, and telling them about Jesus Christ, hoping that, you know, coaches are transformed and can have an impact for the gospel on their players, and we're looking to transform players. And, you know, I'm a hockey player, and I love Jesus, and what a perfect opportunity to minister to the hockey world, which... I don't know if you know this or some of the listeners might know this, but it can be a pretty dark place. They say, you know, with the four major sports, they say hockey is the least faith-based. You know, Jesus is just not really talked about. You know, in football, you'll hear guys praising the Lord. You never hear that in hockey, and it's just starting now. You know, we just had our first conference. It was called The Gathering. We just had our first conference of players in the NHL, you know, retired and current pro players, got together for the first time for this conference in Lake Tahoe called The Gathering. And football's had it for about 50 years now. It actually was their 50-year anniversary. And so hockey had it for their first year. So we're looking to build up hockey players to, you know, at all levels, to go out into their sphere of influence and to impact the world for Christ. Now, whether you're an NHL player and you have a million people that are following you on Instagram, wow, what a sphere of influence. Or if you're just a Pee Wee player who's in a locker room and you have, you know, 20 guys who you can influence, we're trying to build up and equip these players to go out and to fulfill the Great Commission, which Jesus tells us is to make disciples of all nations. And, you know, our little slice of that is the hockey world. And so that's what FCA Hockey is. We have our headquarters in Alexandria, Minnesota, just built an incredible facility there, the North Star Sports Complex. Incredible. If you could ever check it out, if you're ever passing through, check it out. This is an FCA hockey rink. Like, I drove up to it. There's a rink with a giant FCA cross on it. And I was like, wow, this is just amazing. And so we actually have a prep team there. We have 22 guys who compete in the Minnesota Prep League, and we're able to minister them. And it's pretty much professional training in hockey, as well as the real deal training in faith and trying to build them up, not only as hockey players, but as Christians, to go out into their world and into their sphere of influence and make that impact. And, you know, FCA, we run camps. We have pro camps. We have all ages. And we're just trying to hit every aspect of ministry in the hockey world. And the Lord called me to this ministry. I was reading the Bible online 2 years ago. The Lord called me to that, you know, about a year after I got saved. I was praying and fasting and saying, all right, Lord, I gave my life to you. What do you want? What do you want me to do for you? And he gave me this ministry to read the entire Bible cover to cover. And this was in 2018. And so starting on January 1st, I was terrified of this, by the way. I was so scared of live video, and the Lord just brought me out of that fear and smashed those chains of fear and just made me bold in my faith and bold in my knowledge of the Word. And we had people following along. It ended up being this incredible ministry where you know, there'd be like 200 people on there watching each video, 500 people, and people were getting saved on it just by me getting online and reading the Bible. So I read through it every day, cover to cover in 365 days. And Rick Randazzo, he's the director for FCA Hockey. He was a former head coach at the Naval Academy. He took over the position of FCA Hockey, and he built it up, this incredible thing now where we have this facility in Alexandria. And he saw me on there. We didn't know each other, and we just started talking. And he's like, who's this old hockey fighter reading the Bible online? I need to talk to this guy. And that's how we connected. One thing led to another. And so I found that just being faithful to the call of God, where God placed this thing on my heart to read the Bible online, and I was like, I don't want to do that, number one. I was like, I'm scared to do that. I was a head coach in Spain at the time, and I was like, can I even do this as a head coach? Like, you know, there's all this trepidation, and I just did it. I was faithful to the call, and, you know, by God's grace and His Holy Spirit, He equipped me to do it. And just by being faithful to that, it led to Rick Randazzo from FCA Hockey seeing it, and then it led to, you know, an offer to come on to ministry with FCA Hockey. So it's just really shown me that if you're faithful to the call, God has it worked out. You just got to be faithful to it and walk it out.
Amen. That's how He works, one step at a time. Bobby Robbins, 38 years of age, former tough man in pro hockey. He spent a little time with the Boston Bruins, and he spent a little time with us here on Sports and Commentary a few days to share his story. Bobby, thank you very much for taking the time. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Greg. I appreciate it, brother. God bless you all, and praise the Lord Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life.